postgrads and potential postgrads. This is the second virtual roadshow we're hosting. In our first edition, we focused exclusively on scholarships from the National Research Foundation, or the NRF. In this edition, we're going to zoom out and look at all the other scholarships offered by the Postgraduate Funding Office, or PGFO as they're known. If you're contemplating starting postgraduate studies for next year, or would like to explore whether you can get some funding to extend your honours project into a master's degree, then stay tuned. In 2019, the PGFO gave out 400 million rand to postgraduates to fund their honours, masters and doctoral studies. Throughout the year, hundreds of prospective and current students seek out guidance from the PGFO. The reality is that submitting an application for funding can feel overwhelming, intimidating, and confusing. This virtual roadshow series is about giving you the information you need in an easy-to-digest format. As a representative from the Postgraduate Support Services team, I chatted to the leadership team at the PGFO. This virtual roadshow has three parts. During the next 2 weeks, we'll release three interviews that address a central portfolio within the PGFO. So stay tuned for the virtual lowdown on what funding options are available to you. Also, this roadshow has been paired with a downloadable PDF which contains some nitty-gritty details and the key information you'll need. Before the interview kicks off, I'd like to give a shout out to one of our postgrad students, Prince Ansa, who has produced this audio for us. To launch this series, I spoke to Chantal Swartz, who heads up the PGFO. Here's what she had to say. Chantal, thank you so much for making yourself available so that we could talk to you. The first question I have for you is, could you briefly describe what your role is at the Postgrad Funding Office?
Thank you so much, Jess, for having us and also having this roadshow. Given the current circumstances we are facing, the unprecedented times. So the role of my position is to strategically manage the complete spectrum of funding available to postgraduate students and postdoctoral research fellows at UCT. Also responsible for the effective promotion, management and the disbursement of funding as per UCT policies and procedures, and of course contributing to the postgraduate experience for supervisors and students. So in my role, I interact across key departments at UCT, including IT and system support, the research office, student admission, housing, the international office, undergraduate funding, the development office, and also, very importantly, external donors and funders and the government. So, and of course, the NRF. So in a nutshell, I am UCT's front office or front face regarding funding for graduates. That's postgraduate students and postdoctoral fellows. Quite a mouthful.
Thank you so much for that hearty response, Chantal. That gives us a lot to go on. My next question is, how much money did the PGFO give out to postgraduates in 2019?
Jess, given the current climate of funds being declined on government level, and especially the declining funds with the National Research Foundation, UCT managed to disburse 400 million last year in funding to postgraduate students and to postdoctoral fellows. But I need to add that this is not only from UCT coffers. So this 400 million includes donations, donors, external funders like Sasol, and of course the NRF. And then of course we have also various foundations like the Harry Crossley Foundation, who supports postgraduate studies in a way by making large donations to the university.
The next question actually builds on what you've just said, because I'm curious to know and to hear from you, if you were to describe what is the role of the PGFO or Postgrad Funding Office in a nutshell?
Yes, so the PGFO, we are there to support students in sourcing funding, and also to ensure that if they meet the criteria, we have the applications reviewed by a sub-senate of university of senate. So we call that the postgraduate studies funding committee, and then we will be able to make awards. So in a nutshell, we are there to assist and to source funding for postgraduate students.
Okay, so this 400 million, 400 plus minus odd million that you referred to in terms of that was given out to postgraduates in 2019, your office is solely responsible for making sure that that money ends up with the correct student and the student who's been awarded or offered the scholarship that they applied for.
Correct.
Fantastic. So the next thing I'm curious to hear from you is, if I was thinking about coming to UCT for my postgraduate studies in 2021, and I'm thinking of those who might be listening to this audio, what are the top three most important things that they should know about the Postgrad Funding Office or the work that your team does?
It is a package. Postgraduate studies is a journey, and it is not something that you think about overnight and decide, I'm going to be a postgraduate student. So lots of thinking goes into it. So funding is one part of that package. So when the student decided that I know why I want to be a postgraduate student, they need to know the top three things of funding, and that is that you need to start searching and sourcing funds and researching funds, funding opportunities, the preceding year of your studies, because that is the closing dates. All the deadlines are in the preceding year. So students need to be aware of the closing dates, and also they need to be aware of the criteria of the funding. So do not waste your time, because filling out an application, a funding application, is not an easy job. It's not a 15-minute job. It is at least, you must at least sit a decent and apply 3 hours to your thoughts and also time to complete that application. So like I said, it's a journey, it's a process, so it's not an easy one. So in summary, the closing date is important, what the criteria are for the scholarship, and then of course, well in advance research for funding opportunities is important.
Thank you, Chantel. Those are very wise words. And the next question I have, and actually the last question I want to ask you, is, does being a postgraduate mean that you have to have all the answers before you contact the Postgrad Funding Office? Or can postgraduates approach the Postgrad Funding Office if they're stuck or struggling to understand the application process?
I'm going to answer the first part of your question. So, do they need to know everything about postgraduate studies when they contact the funding office? Yes and no. Yes, because students must allow enough time. So if they do not know anything about postgraduate studies when they approach us, they cannot approach the postgraduate funding office in the year of which they intend to register. So the student need to do their research, and I'm emphasizing that, well in advance. So you can always contact the PGFO. We will advise you, and this is exactly the advice we will give. So if a student says, I want to do a master's, I am interested, I've just finished my graduated last week, and now I'm interested in pursuing either an honors or a master's degree. So then the student will be referred to the relevant faculty. But also, the question my staff or I will ask the student is, will you require funding? And the student will then say yes. And then we advise the student accordingly by producing or submitting pamphlets, brochures, or links where we refer the student to. And while the student, the other part of your question, so can they contact us while they are busy applying? Anytime. The students must actually, we prefer that. If anything is unclear, to contact us during the application process so that we can guide them accordingly. There is really no need for students to struggle on their own, do the wrong thing, and submit the incomplete application. So while you are applying during that 2 or 3 hours that I've mentioned earlier, and you need some guidance and advice, do contact the Postgraduate Funding Office. Our staff is there to assist. We are a service unit, and we have to and want to assist students all the time and along the way.
Chantal, I think you've made an excellent point, and I think, you know, it's really important to emphasize, because based on what you're saying, I understand that if the student is stuck while they're busy applying, so while they're busy applying the year before they intend to register, they are more than welcome to contact you. But if they are stuck with no money and they show up at UCT without any money in the year that they intend to register, then it's too late for them to come to you guys and say, I'm stuck, please help me. So you've made that message loud and clear, which is great.
Absolutely. So it causes too much hardship and frustration for both the student and the staff member who need to convey that message to the student. Because our staff members are very committed. We are committed to see students flourish, to see students grow, and we want to help them. That's why we are in those positions and be of service to them. But it's heartbreaking if a student arrives at UCT with no funding and intending to register for a specific postgraduate degree. So while the student is applying for admissions the previous year, the student needs to also contact the office and apply for funding. And we do make it very clear in our application, in the application process for admissions, that the funding application should run simultaneously with the admissions process. I have to emphasize also that gaining access for admission does not guarantee a financial award. That we need to clarify also very importantly.
So could you just tell me a little bit more about that? So if a student applies for UCT and they are accepted for the degree program that they've applied for, that does not automatically mean they are going to get financial aid. Is that what you say?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's right.
Okay.
But they have to apply for financial aid to be in the pool of candidates competing for bursaries.
And this once again brings in the importance and the role of the Postgrad Funding Office, which is to help students navigate these processes and get access to the funding through the many scholarships and fellowships that you offer.
That's right.
Chantal, those are all the questions I have for you. We will be speaking to the managers who also work within your office and within your team. But is there anything before we close that you'd like to say to our listeners?
Yes. Thank you, Jess and Prince, for this production. And guys out there listening to us, next week we're going to talk about financial aid. So that's for students who were on NSFAS in undergraduate level. So please listen to that, and it will give you all the necessary guidance and advice on how to apply. And other than that, I would have loved to speak to you on a one-on-one basis when we normally do the roadshows, but of course due to the COVID lockdown. So unfortunately, we have to resolve to an audio conversation, but it's also still nice to chat with you all. And I'm really looking forward to seeing your applications moving across our desks, and really looking forward to being there to assist you and to help you and to be a lending hand along your postgraduate journey. Thank you, guys, and good luck.
Thanks, Chantal.